Well, welcome to number three in the extended open-ended series of discussions here about writing scripts for JAWS for Windows. Last week we wrote a simple little script for Notepad that was tied to the J key and just said hello and typed the J into the file. We're going to modify that and have some fun with it this week. We'll hope anyway. A cautionary note that I want to pass along, I should have passed along last week. It's a good idea, before you start editing one of these files, to make a backup for yourself so you don't have to reinstall JAWS if you get totally screwed up and clobber one of these files. Notepad, it turns out, is probably the safest file to play around in because there's not a lot in there. And it's pretty easy to recover that. But if you are nervous and would like to make a backup copy, what you need to do is make a folder somewhere. Then get your Explorer down into the JFW settings, ENU folder, and highlight all of the notepad.whathaveyou files, notepad.jcf and JSB and all of the rest. Put them on your clipboard and go paste them into that folder. That way you can recover if for some reason you get out of control. Turns out the script manager does not have any kind of backup facility at all. There's no way to save a backup before you start working on a file. So what happens, happens. There is an undo with Control-Z, but that's about it. Part of that's probably because the script manager edits a lot of different files. The JSD file where the documentation is stored, the JKM file where the key map is stored, the relationship between scripts and keys, and, of course, the JSS where the script source is stored, the thing we're actually looking at as we look at script code, and, of course, the JSB file. The binary gets altered as well if you save and compile the scripts. So, good thing to make a backup. The other thing I wanted to mention was there is an excellent resource in the form of the scripting manual, which was written by Ken Gould, and he did a very good job with it. There's a lot of good information in there. It's very thorough, and I would recommend reading that cover to cover and studying that over if you're serious about becoming accomplished at writing these scripts. There's a lot of just tremendous information that's been made available to us about how JAWS works and how the HJ code itself does what it does. So good stuff. And be sure to do some exercises. Bring your script manager open and play some games. Try some of those things. And then make some variations and see if the impact of the variation is what you thought it should be. Let's get into our little notepad here. We're running it.
Untitled notepad.
And, of course, we have our J key.
Hello.
A-L.
So the J key is putting the
L-K-J.
J into the file and also saying hello. And we want to change that key association. We want to put a different key on that script so it's not in the middle of the alphabet. Well, there are a couple of ways to do that. We can run the script manager and go find that script and change the hotkey right there. But let me show you a different way. Let's run the keyboard manager and look at it. Two ways to get at the keyboard manager. You can do insert F2 and bring up a list of managers to choose from. But the quickest way is to do insert 8. I can remember that because 8 is the middle finger on the right hand, and that's the same finger that types the K for keyboard. That little mnemonic device doesn't work for many of the other kinds of scripts, but as soon as you get to learn these little manager keys that are on the numbers row, insert 6, 7, 8, 9, and 0, they're rather quick. If you want, of course, learn what they are, do insert 1 on the numbers row.
Keyboard still on.
And now we can press keys and find out what they are. Insert 6.
Insert plus 6. Config manager. Activated configuration manager. Insert plus 7. Window class reassigned. Reclasses a custom window type for better reading. Insert plus 8, keyboard manager activates keyboard manager. Insert plus 9, frame manager dysfunction activates frame manager. Insert plus 0, script manager activates script manager.
Okay, let's turn the keyboard help off.
Keyboard help off.
And we'll go right into that keyboard manager there. And when we do that, since we're in Notepad at the moment, it's going to open up notepad.jkm.
Notepad.jkm, JAWS keyboard manager, notepad 67-114.
We have two panes to deal with here, and we are currently positioned in a pane of file names. These are all of the JKM files, and we can actually arrow up and down and look at the different files.
Notices. Notepad. Zerm. Discover.
I don't know what they are. I have to spell them to know what they really are.
Notepad.
There's Notepad, and that's fine. That's what we want. And if we press the Tab key, we go to the other pane here.
Tab. S Alt plus Control plus Shift plus Z Notepad Command 1 of 2.
Now we are in a list of scripts and key associations. If we move up and down with the arrow key, we'll look at the various scripts in the Notepad file.
Test 2, J.
Hey, that's the one we wrote.
Test Alt plus Control plus Shift plus Z.
Actually, there are only two in there, aren't there? So it's not really very interesting, but we can look at both of them. If we had hundreds of them, as we well might, we could press Control F.
Control F, find keystroke, search for key, hotkey.
And let's type the hotkey. It's J in this case.
J.
Enter.
Enter. Test 2J Notepad Commons 2 of 2.
And it found our little script called Test 2, which is what we wrote last week. Another interesting thing we can do here is, well, this thing has, of course, a menu bar on it.
File, Action, Options, View.
And we Actions is kind of interesting. Let's see what we can do.
Add keystroke dot dot dot, Control plus A. Change keystroke dot dot dot, Control plus H. Remove keystroke, Del. Find keystroke dot dot dot, Control plus F. Documentation dot dot dot, Control plus D.
Well, we got to find out about this Control plus D documentation thing. Let's see what that does.
Enter. Test 2, script documentation, script name, test 2.
Yeah, let's tab here.
Tab, synopsis, just a test script.
Now remember last week when we wrote this, we typed in a synopsis and we typed in a description. Well, if you remember exactly what I typed, it won't be exactly that because I re-entered this script for the purposes of this exercise, but that's what's in the synopsis field.
Tab, description, this is just a script for general test purposes. Tab, category. Tab, okay. Enter. S2J Notepad Common 202.
Now, the cool thing about looking at the script manager this way is it's really kind of a poor man's hotkey help. Especially, you know, if you have hundreds of hotkeys, as you sometimes can for things like Excel and the Windows calculator and what have you, and you press Insert H, you just get a whole lot of text spoken. And unless you're a whole lot brighter than I am, with a lot better retention capability, you're just going to get overwhelmed. And this is a way to get around that. Go into the script manager and review these hotkeys. Press Control D to get the documentation if you need to. A lot of times you can just tell from the script name what it is. In our case, you can't. Test 2 is not very descriptive. But if the script writer has done his work, and let it be a reminder to you to do your work when you write your scripts, put text in the description, in the synopsis fields, because it's coming in pretty handy right here. Let's change the keystroke. I've forgotten the hotkey for that. Let's go back in the menu and find it.
Action. Add keystroke. Dot, dot. Change keystroke. Dot, dot, dot.
There we go.
Enter. Change keystroke. Script name S2. Assign the hotkey.
Now we can just press a new hotkey. I'll choose F12. I like that one.
F12. Tab. Assign key to desktop keys only. Not yet.
If you're wondering what this thing is about desktop keys only, JAWS has a series that has a whole host of keyboard layouts, desktop, laptop, and you can actually create new layouts of your own, for example. And you can switch between those layouts. I guess we're in the desktop layout, and that's generally where I work. And if you don't want to mess with layouts, you really don't need to. But if you want to create some alternate arrangements, you can create your own layout.
Tab, okay. Enter. Confirm change keystroke. Are you sure you want to modify notepad.jkm? Yes.
I do.
Enter. Test 2 F12 notepad common 202.
There it said test 2 F12. Let's close this keyboard manager.
Alt F4. Untitled notepad.
And we're back to notepad, and now if I press the J.
J. I. M.
My golly, it's clean. It's just like it used to be.
M. I. J.
F12 says.
Hello.
And it probably puts a J in the file.
J. Left.
Yep, it sure did. Because we're just running that same old script. Let's go to the script and do something unusual, shall we?
Alt Tab. JAWS Script Manager Notepad.jss. JAWS Script Manager - Left Bracket Notepad.jss. Right Bracket Notepad.jss. End script. Left brace J. Right brace. Say string left parent quote hello blank.
Now let's look at a couple of things here. I'll go to the top with a Control Home. Now we're at the top of the Notepad.jss file running the Script Manager, and we want to find our function, our script we want to work on. Let's pretend we didn't know where it was. There are a couple of ways to move around in the script manager and do that. One is through F2, which goes from one script to the next to the next.
F2, test beep. F2, test left there and right there. F2, test 2, left there and right there.
All right, there's our test 2. That's one way to get there. I'll go back to the top again. and show you a different way of doing it. Control L. This is cool. Let's give you
a script list, not select the test.
This gives you a list of scripts. It's just a regular list box, and you can type in your script that you're looking for.
T-E.
I said T-E, and let's see what we got here.
Test 2. Test 2.
Yep, and then test 2 is what I want, so I press enter on it.
Enter.
Notepad.js, test 2.
And do a say line.
Script test 2 left there and right there.
And it positioned us right to it. So we can rather rapidly move to the script of interest.
Script test 2 left there and right there. Say string left there.
I'm going to delete this code out of here.
Select, say string left. Select, left brace, J right brace.
And if I just press a delete key now.
E.
Now we're on the end script.
End script.
And the prior line is.
Length. Script test 2 left there and right there. Length.
So we have our test 2 script totally blank now. Let's try to write a script that increments a number. And every time we press the hotkey, it counts up a number. It adds one and says the number. To do that, we need what's called a variable. A variable is a value that we want the script to operate on or maintain in some way. And we have a name for it. And every variable has a name, and it has a data type. The data type describes what kind of information is going to be stored in that variable. And there is a small handful of data types that JAWS will let us deal with. Let's talk about them here. The first type is integer, which is abbreviated INT, or int, and that describes data that's just whole numbers. They can be positive, they can be negative, and they can be rather large. I don't really know what the range is, but I think it's in the billions. So that's an integer. It can't be 1.5. It's got to be 1 or 2 or 3. Another type is string. If a variable is a type string, then it consists of a group of one or more characters. Or actually, it could be zero characters. They're variable length strings. And they have a huge limit. I'm not sure what the maximum string length is, but it's rather large. And you could put, for example, the number 1 in a string, and you'd say, well, why isn't that an integer? And it could be an integer. But when you store the number 1 in a string, it's actually stored in a different format, and you can't do mathematics on it. You can't multiply it and all of that sort of thing. You can just test it. You can copy it places. You can speak it, but you can't do math on it. If you want to do arithmetic on it, you've got to have it as an integer. Well, that's the thing we want, actually. There are other data types, by the way. We don't really need to talk about them at the moment, but these two we'll find quite handy. We need to declare a variable, that is to say, to tell the script compiler we're going to be using this variable, and then we can actually mention it later in the code. First, we've got to define what it is. So, at the top of the script here...
Script test 2, left paren, right paren.
On the next line, right after the test 2, left paren, right paren, we'll say...
V-A-R.
And I like to put an
enter
here. Then I typically do a
tab
to move in a few spaces. And I can declare a number of variables here. Let me just do the first one. Let's call it, first we have to say the type.
INT space.
This is going to be an integer type variable. And I'll just call it
X.
Now if I wanted to declare another one, I need a comma here, but I don't. So we'll just put an enter there.
Enter.
I'll do another enter to get a blank line. Just how I like to format my scripts. So now we have var, next line, int x. We can now use x as an integer. And it turns out that the compiler, by convention, sets these to zero for you when you start up. So it's just the way it is. That's what it does. Let's write a piece of code to do something to x. When you want to actually make a change to it, you have to use the keyword let. By the way, do you know how to make your speech stop saying L? It's a sound blaster live thing. If you have any idea, tell me. I would be interested. Okay, let's see. Where were we?
L-E-T space S equals S plus 1.
This line of code, now we've written our first line of code.
Let x equals x plus 1.
Let x equals x plus 1 is pretty explanatory, isn't it? Whatever x is, we're going to add 1 to it.
Enter.
Now let's say the value of x. Well, there's a say integer function, but let's go find what we need here.
Control I, insert function 1, function name, dash, dash, the left there, dash.
Remember I said control I, that was insert a function, and I think it's say something, I'll just type say.
S-A-Y.
Say, speak a string of text using a specific set of speech characteristics called.
Okay, we don't want that.
Tab, function name, say active cursor, set the name.
I did a tab.
Say all, if the PC cursor.
I'm doing down arrows now.
Say attributes, chain, say cell, window, say character, read, say character, when, say chunk, set, say color, say column, say control.
There are a billion says, aren't there? Let's go back here to the edit field.
Tab, function name, say frame of cursor.
S-A-Y-I.
Say integer, this piece of string of numeric data.
I golly, that's what I wanted.
Enter.
Type a variable name or choose a script function that will provide numeric data period.
Okay, they said type a variable name, and I'll just say X, because that's the guy.
X. Enter.
Notepad.js.
Now, had I known that, I could have just typed say integer myself. Say integer, left paren, right, X, right paren.
Say integer, left paren, X, right paren.
That's really all we need. Now let's say, for example, that I had typed it in myself.
At right paren.
I went to the end of the line here.
Length.
And I forgot the right paren, so it says...
Say integer left paren x.
That's not going to compile because the parentheses are not balanced. We need to have a closed parenthesis for every open that we find. And if you have a bunch of them in here, it's easy to get confused. And when you do a Control-S to try to save this...
Control-S, compile error, unexpected word and script, okay.
Unexpected word end script. That's because it was still looking for stuff to pass to this say integer function. Well, if I'm confused, as I can sometimes get, and I don't know what is wrong with this, and I can't figure out how to fix it, and it's late, and I need to go to bed, I can go into the file menu.
All set.
Well, we got to get past an OK here.
OK.
Yes.
Enter.
I'll OK that little message.
All set.
File new control plus N. Open dot dot dot. Open default file. Close. Save. Control plus S. Save as dot dot dot. Save without compile. Control plus W.
That's a valuable thing to know. Save without compile. That'll just save the JSS file without making the compiler run. It won't muck with the JSB file at all. And then tomorrow I can come in and open this JSS file and still have things the way they are and be able to work out what the compile bug is here. Okay.
New control plus N.
Escape the menu.
Length. End script. Say integer left paren x. N.
Now I'll put the
x. Length.
Right paren right after
paren.
The x. So now it says...
Say integer left paren x right paren.
That should compile.
Control S. Compile complete. Notepad.js.
Okay. Now let's go back to Notepad and run our script. What we would expect...
Alt tab.
Untitled Notepad.
Is that every time I press F12, it should say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Right?
1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1.
But it doesn't. Next week, we'll find out why not. If you have any comments you'd like to make about the series or questions you'd like us to discuss here on the air, send your messages to scriptman@acbradio.org.